This is Vancouver, Canada, a city that made every drug legal. Drug addiction, overdoses, homelessness, and crime.
Damn.
Keep driving, drive.
All drugs are good and balanced. God made all drugs.
A few side effects of decriminalizing every drug since January 2023. The city's goal was to make using drugs safer by making them legal. But many Canadians think it's done the exact opposite. So I went to downtown Vancouver with my friend Kevin, social worker and drug addiction specialist, to see the impact decriminalizing drugs has had on the city.
Of course, smoking fentanyl, smoking crack out here.
Yeah, it's
just straight fentanyl, straight meth, straight crack.
It's definitely the most concentrated group of people of any city you and I have ever visited. Yeah, we've only done one block. We've been out here for 5 minutes. It's just complete chaos. There's offices right here. Can you imagine working here full time?
Considering the new laws here, I wanted to hear what kind of drugs the people here were using and how easy it was to get their hands on them.
Are you on trank right now? Is that why you're nodding out?
I don't know, I might be.
More drugs, the better.
Okay. How easy would it be for us to get like fentanyl right now?
Ask yeah, but keep walking by.
Next person?
Yeah.
And how long have you been out here, sir?
I've been here about 4 years.
4 years? What was that?
All of the above. All drugs are good and balanced.
All of the above. Okay.
God made all drugs.
How many people do you think are just on this street right here?
Probably between 100 people.
100 people? Well, I appreciate you guys' time. I'm going to move out of the way just a little bit. Hey, you think I inhaled meth just now?
That's what it smelled like.
I low-key think I inhaled some. Did I do meth just now?
Well,
I'm feeling a little lightheaded. I'm holding on to you for a reason.
In hopes of escaping the fumes of meth I just inhaled, I walked into a nearby convenience store and noticed it was filled with pipes, bongs, torches, and every other tool a drug addict might need to fuel their drug addiction.
Look at this all right here.
Oh, you don't have to take pictures.
Okay. Real quick.
We're not allowed to take pictures, man.
Alright, my bad. You have a convenience store selling torches and bongs right outside of all this. What are you using out here today, Michael?
It's cocaine.
How easy is it to get cocaine out here?
Pretty difficult because most of it is just crap. Now you've got all this trank, you got benzo, you got fentanyl, you got heroin. You don't know what's in your dope.
Are you concerned when you use cocaine that fentanyl might be in there?
A little bit, I guess, to be honest.
And mid-interview, the angry convenience store owner pulled up on us on his scooter.
You have any torch?
I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Huh?
We're talking to him.
Why did you took the picture?
We thought it was interesting, yeah. Why are you selling torches?
I pay for the taxes.
Okay, then what's the problem?
I'm not saving the cash.
Yeah, we deleted everything. Just go walk away. We're done.
Do you have any torch?
We're not doing this.
You have any torch?
Let's call it a day.
Next time you're coming into my store, okay?
He's pissed because we caught him selling pipes and torches in his convenience store, capitalizing on the drug epidemic out here.
And then we stumbled upon this guy, who initially supported the decriminalization of drugs.
How bad is it out here?
It's terrible. It's the whole harm reduction thing. It started it all anyway, so it comes all forward to start up the harm reduction.
You initially supported harm reduction and decriminalization?
One of the beginning ones.
Do you think it's worked?
No, they went the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm all for legalization. There's a lot of people out there that the college is cutting their meds off, and they need their medication.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm a patient myself.
Yeah.
And the college has cut me right down to just about nothing, and I need to buy the street drugs to get by. I would buy it from them. I prefer to have a safe drug supply. So.
Do you think a lot of it's laced with fentanyl out here? Anything you buy on the streets?
Everything's laced with fentanyl down here. They want to get you addicted. So.
Do you use yourself?
Yeah, I use it. I know a lot of people use.
Yeah.
It's not really that dangerous if you're a user.
You don't think decriminalization helps drug users overdose more often or anything like that?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Seen people die out here?
I have, yes.
Yeah? Pretty common?
This is pretty common.
Proper harm reduction has been shown in European places, you know, Switzerland and that.
The whole argument is that they have institutions to rehabilitate these users and not just facilitate the drug use, right?
Too. That's one thing we've told in this regard.
The fentanyl, you get addicted to it, and getting off it's hard.
In addition to the decriminalization of drugs, Vancouver has also implemented what's known as a safe injection site. A safe, clean, and supervised place for users to inject while decreasing needle sharing, syringe reuse, overdose death, and in the hopes of eventually referring these people to social services and addiction counseling. Little did I know, Kevin snuck into one last night, and here's how it looked.
Welcome to a smoke show time.
Thank you.
didn't seem clean, safe, or supervised from the little that Kevin saw. So I went back on the streets to ask drug addicts how they afford their drugs. How long have you been using fentanyl?
6+ years.
So is this your buddy right here?
Yeah, it's my friend. Yeah.
So he's nodding out. Is he okay?
He's fine with me, I think.
And we saw a line waiting to go to the bank. Are they waiting for social welfare checks to buy more drugs or what?
Probably waiting to pay off their drug debt is what they're probably doing.
So people are in debt to the dealers out here?
Most of them are, yeah.
For instance, if you have debt...
Everyone's stealing, everyone's selling their body.
So people sell their bodies out here to afford the drugs?
Yeah, he was stealing all the time.
Here, like this security guy, would he do anything if you guys...
At all.
Can they do anything?
No.
No? No. And is that meth right there in your hand?
It's fentanyl.
Fentanyl?
And a little bit of meth.
Okay. How much do you use in a day?
7 grams.
Is that a lot?
10 grams a day?
Yeah. Seven's a lot.
Holy smokes, bro.
Seven's a lot.
How do you afford your drug addiction out here?
Boosting.
Boosting?
Yeah.
What is boosting?
Stealing.
Okay, is that pretty common out here?
Yeah. You know, I boost tools, clothes, phones.
I noticed that you have skin lesions where the side effects of xylazine, aka Trank,
yeah,
on your right arm here.
You don't think that's a xylazine ticket?
$8,000 watch from
us. You don't think it's dangerous carrying that out here? Okay, well, you better be careful with that on you, man. And then I found this guy guarding an alley entrance who appeared to be a drug dealer that agreed to an interview if we blurred his face. Do you use anything?
Yeah, use hard, crack, whatever.
Do you carry Narcan out here?
I do carry it in my car, a little crack car.
You ever had to use it?
Yeah, I've had two incidents where I've accidentally took it. Stuff.
Have you seen anyone die out here?
Not personally, but around, yeah, there's people that do all the time.
It was clear that overdosing was surprisingly common, and fentanyl seemed to be the main perpetrator. As we walked to a safe needle exchange to try to interview the workers there, we stumbled upon this. This is where they're handing out harm reduction needle supplies and whatnot. Narcan right here. I think it's probably good to have on hand, actually.
Safe injection, we have syringes and stuff.
Narcan. We're just wondering if we can hear your opinion on what's going on out here in Vancouver.
This very second
is
not a great time.
Okay, got it. Should we get out of here?
No, it's just I've got somebody who's just OD'd outside.
Okay. Oh, so that's an overdose. Okay.
That is what a methamphetamine with sleep exhaustion overdose looks like.
Meth overdose in real time right now. Ambulance is probably coming for him. You can look at Dana doing his thing. So,
this is complete chaos.
Yeah, and this is an active overdose in real time right there.
We are completely surrounded by active users.
Yeah. Also, most of my videos on serious issues like these get completely demonetized and we lose money making them. If you want to help us keep making important documentaries like these and get extended, uncensored cuts, go subscribe to my Patreon for as low as $5 a month. Link in description. As we walked off the block and into an alleyway, I noticed both ends were guarded by a drug dealer. Did you go through here? No. Yeah?
Yeah, they should worry about me.
You need them, bro?
No, we're good. My surprise, we had just been offered drugs on camera. Okay, we definitely just walked through some active drug deals. As we walked away, we started getting dirty looks from those two dealers, but it was clear we could buy drugs on any corner of any block out here in East Hastings. Okay, we're definitely being followed right now. Yeah. This guy's wrapped in a trash can right here. I mean, this scene is...
I mean, you can't... How do you breathe?
How do we even know he's alive?
Yeah, do you want to check in on him? He might need some Narcan or something, I mean.
I was worried about you. You're in a trash bag. Okay, just checking on you, brother. You doing okay? All right, you take care, brother.
So this guy's, his back's messed up, as you can see, from nodding out. This is definitely worse than Kensington by far. Definitely see a few cops rolling around here, but there are ambulances pulling out all day long. Oh, this guy's picking up leaves.
Hey, sir. I notice your pockets are full of leaves. What are you doing that for?
It's a wild one-liner.
It's money? Okay, so he sees the leaves as money.
It's probably harder to get Red Bull than it is fentanyl out here. It is no joke. The repeated use of Trank, which causes the user to nod out for long periods of time, sometimes led to spine deformities and back problems like what you're seeing here. People were nodding out everywhere. Did you use fentanyl? And the more we talked to people out here, the dirtier the looks we got. Something felt off.
There's three men to your left pointing at us and talking to them, and they're slowly walking over, so just be aware of that. Something's up.
So,
all right, let's go.
I legitimately think they tried to take his camera.
Oh, you got almost
got one. He walked by and he said, I'll kill you.
What?
Yeah.
He's got no back look.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Trying to walk down.
Yeah, everyone is eyeballing us.
We're going to get mug down here.
Yeah, they're looking at us right now.
Take a quick intermission back of the footage.
We got to get off of Hastings.
What I've noticed is the drug dealers use scooters to get around here.
I noticed that they always have scooters and they always have a mask on, usually a black mask. And they know the moment we're there that we do not fit in, that we are outsiders, and they are watching us. Probably that guy right here.
Yeah.
Because they always have the black masks on.
Get turned around when you said that shit. With drug dealers eyeing us on every block, we hopped in a taxi to go back to our hotel to change our outfits and hopefully not get recognized. But as evening approached, a sense of bloodlust, aggression, and murderous intent filled the air.
This guy's coming over.
Keep driving, drive.
Yeah, go.
We drive. This is easily the most chaotic place I have ever been. I mean, my adrenaline is pumping. Thank God we're back in the hotel. The shopkeeper told me last night, he said, Kevin, don't go to the alleyways after 7 p.m. He said they will snatch you and they will kill you. And he strongly encouraged me to go back to the hotel.
I put on the hoodie so I can blend in a little bit more. Just check out this disguise. Low-key think I look like a drug dealer now. You want anything, man?
Wait, where? Tyler!
Where? Oh, God!
It's actually gotten busier out here.
With a fresh disguise to blend into the hood, we headed back out one last time before it got too dark. People were literally robbing each other in broad daylight out here.
This is an OD.
Overdose happening right now.
It looks like she's ODing. She doing okay? You guys got Narcan?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, good. Just want to make sure you're okay, sweetie. Well, it looks like she was overdosing, and as she is overdosing, they're robbing her.
They're robbing her?
Yes. Yeah, they're picking her pockets. That's crazy.
We have a guy over here just nodded out, passed out on the curb.
Sir, you okay? Just want to check on you. You okay, brother?
Kevin's going to make sure they are alive.
Hey, guys. Are you guys okay? Looks like they're both breathing. Actually, I'm not sure about this guy. He's moving, but it's labored.
Shouldn't they have their heads tilted up a little bit more?
I know. Are you okay, brother? Okay. He said yes.
This is wild.
She had a ton of fentanyl on her.
This guy's screaming at me.
Oh, is he getting aggro? Okay, so we should go.
People appeared lifeless on the corner of every street, and it was impossible to tell if they were just high or dead, with a seemingly endless line of drug addicts still waiting to get government money from the bank to go buy drugs with. This guy came out of nowhere offering us advice.
If you get on that side, they're going to start messing with you in your phone.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, should we call it right here?
Just do it wisely.
He knows what's up, and that makes me worried, actually.
Yeah, let's go this way.
Okay, let's go. We've probably been watched for the last 25 blocks.
Hey, they're recording us.
Yeah.
We need to keep walking.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank God for our miraculous Uber driver here who's gonna speed racer us out of here. After the insane chaos I had seen out here, I hopped on a Zoom call with Eleanor Sturco, a member of British Columbia's Legislative Assembly, who wants to repeal the decriminalization of drugs. Now, what was the objective in decriminalizing those drugs?
That their idea was that this would reduce stigma. They cite other countries in the world that have had some success with decriminalization. They talk about Portugal, Uruguay, Germany, but there's a huge difference between what they're doing and what's being done here. Fortunately, the government is only telling half the story, and they've only put half the work in, because those other jurisdictions actually have involuntary care. Where the hell are they moving these people onto? It's just not fair for the public, and it's not fair for people that have addictions. We need to provide them the services they need and make sure that they get the support they can to get well.
What's the solution for all this?
To make sure that actually police, for example, were given back their full discretion, we would decriminalization. It's like trying to bake the same pie as somebody else, but you don't use the same ingredients, not going to turn out the same.
And if you want to support Kevin, go check out his YouTube channel at Truth on the Streets, or help support his work directly and donate at truthonthestreets.org. Thank you, Kevin. Now, let's go to Alaska.
Alaska?
Also, whoever has the most viewed TikTok or YouTube short using a clip from this video, I'll send you $500. Post however many times you want, but you must tag my TikTok/YouTube at and put YouTube Tyler Oliveira in the title/description. Last week's winner was this guy. Go study him. Good luck, guys.